Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Mekong Night. I am a full circle health coach, author, speaker, teacher, and quite a few more things, and definitely passionate about healthy living. Today is already January 21st. And I do want to apologize for missing January 7 and 14. Unfortunately, I had some technical difficulties, which are resolved now. So we're just going to combine everything from January 1st through January 21st today. First of all, I want to wish everybody a happy, healthy, prosperous, marvelous, stress-free, and blessed new year. And then, can you believe that the first 3 weeks in January have come and gone? Now, my first question to you is, did you make some New Year's resolutions? Are you still on track? Do they still have the same value as when you made them? How long will you stick with them? And now the question, what is a resolution? Webster's Dictionary says, the state of being resolute, a fixed purpose of determination, the state of acting with fixed purpose, firmness, the act of resolving or separating into component parts. And the last one, the answer or solution to a problem. So now we have the definition of a resolution. So who has made some? I don't see any hands. Well, quite often people make New Year's resolutions. And some of the ones that I'm aware of are going to the gym 3 to 5 times a week. That's a good one. But how long does it last? What's in it for you? Does it make an impact, a positive impact on your life? Another one is eating less, or is it eating less fast food or more healthy food? Well, that's another good question. Eating less does not mean starving yourself, but it means to choose your nutrition wisely. And we have talked about that many a times before. So if you want to figure out a few more things that are good for you, then go back to the previous recordings and listen to those. Anyways, losing weight is quite often one of the resolutions people have. And I'm asking, really? Why would you want to lose weight? What happens to you when you lose something? Aren't you going to go look for it? For example, when you lose your house key or your car key, aren't you frantically searching for them so you can either go out the house and lock your house up, use your car because it takes a key or a fob to drive a car? Aren't you just searching desperately till you have it? And what does that search do to you? It creates stress. And what does stress do to you? It raises the cholesterol level and the blood pressure. So, let's be prepared. Let's live a stress-free, healthy, and blessed year in 2016. So, the people who have made some New Year's resolutions, are you still on target? What has changed? Are you still keeping with it? So instead of saying losing weight, going back to that one, say release weight. Because when you release something, you let go of it. You're free. You are so happy that you are able to let go. And that doesn't have to do only with eating. That has to do with attitude. That has to do with anger, with hatred, with so many things that can actually bug you down. Let them go. 2015 has come and gone. We're in a new year for new year, new you. Let's make the best out of it. How do you feel about your decisions that you have made? Do you really want to stick with them? Or do you feel like it's much better to make some changes? Well, I would say the most important thing is to be true to yourself. Don't tell people or yourself that you're going to do something that you really have no intention of doing. Be honest, be true to yourself, and you will see much more success in your daily life. The other thing, instead of saying, I'm going to go exercise 3 to 5 times a week, or I'm going to eat less fattening foods, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that, think of my favorite word, moderation. And in moderation also belongs one of the unhealthiest items or things we consume almost daily, which is sugar. Sugar is not really good for us. So let's leave it out as much as we can. I know of several people who have decided that they wanted to drop 30 pounds, release 30 pounds, and they are on a pretty much strict vegetable diet. I don't know how healthy it is, though they do have protein in their diet from the legumes and from the beans and stuff, which is awesome. Actually, plant food-based protein is a little bit easier to digest and less harmful to the body than the animal protein. Now, I'm not saying don't eat any meat. That is your decision. It's your life. But I'm saying if you want to make some changes, change your lifestyle. Make the best out of it. Still talking about the weight issues. Releasing weight is so awesome, but then you can also say you want to tone or you want to firm up. Use positive action words, something that really makes a difference in your life, something that you believe in, something that you know you can actually carry on, follow up, and follow through. Those things are much more important than resolutions. Another one is you can also decide to drink less alcoholic beverages. Well, alcohol has a lot of sugar. That's why it has become alcohol through the fermentation. So we say, oh, a glass of wine or a glass of beer or a mug of beer or something, it doesn't have any sugar. I'm sorry to say that's the wrong information. It does have sugar. And when it decomposes and starts digesting, it will convert back into sugar and sit on your hips or on your belly. So, you know, one glass here and there is not going to hurt. The same with the beer. But again, use your common sense. Use what you have. And definitely use moderation. Another thing is, in order to release stress, go to bed earlier so you can get up earlier And another point, very important point, the hours you sleep before midnight almost count double in the REM sleep, where you sleep really well and deep, and it's relaxing. So make sure you use that as your best guidance point in your life, instead of going to bed at midnight, unless you work the shift till 11 o'clock, so that's different. But if you are a normal 9 to 5 or something like that work, please be nice to yourself and to your body and go to bed earlier. It's also better and healthier to rise earlier to get the same hours in as if you were to stay up till kingdom comes. You're so tired, you can't even get anything accomplished anymore. So again, moderation. Be kind to yourself. Reduce the stress. Another thing to reduce your stress is to take deep breaths. I've been mentioning that before. Don't worry about things you cannot change. Just let go. As the author says, don't sweat the small stuff. And I have noticed that we have a tendency in this time a year, in this time of this where we're in right now, in 2016, everybody is in a rush. Leave a few minutes earlier so you don't have to rush. What do you gain by that? Well, in my opinion, you gain sanity. You don't have to rush and get into accidents, cause accidents, or be involved in one, or almost in one, or stuck behind one. Just use your time wisely. I know I'm going to a three-day seminar tomorrow, and I was just informed that the 405 southbound, the way I'm going, is going to be really bad. And I thought I want to leave at 8 to be there by about 8:30, 8:40, to be ready for the seminar at 9. And I was told the traffic is going to be totally horrific. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave hopefully before 8 o'clock so I do not have to rush, especially when there is heavy traffic. Rushing does not get you anywhere except maybe in the hospital, and that's not where we want to be. So we have talked about our resolutions. Are they good? Are they not good? Do they help? Do they not help? I would say it depends on who you are and how you take things. I, for myself, have made one resolution that I know for a fact can follow up and follow through, and that is: do your best, be your best, and give your best each and every day so you can live without stress and without regrets. And that is what I wish for you. Okay. I'm sorry, since I'm combining everything for the first 3 weeks here, I'm jumping a little bit back and forth. But still, I want to know, for the ones who made resolutions, New Year's resolutions, how do they make you feel? Do they make you feel empowered, or do they put you under stress because you feel you have to get it done? Do you realize how the cholesterol in your body rises when you're under stress? What about your blood pressure? I mentioned that earlier. Are you getting more tired and frustrated when you feel like, oh, I promised to do this or that, and now I got to get it done. I really don't feel like it. I really don't have the time. Life happened and things have changed a little bit, yet I still need to get it done. What do you think? Is that healthy? I can tell you absolutely not. So going back to this thing, to all those resolutions and stuff, I would say stop. Why not do the things that work, that relax you, that reduce your stress, that make you feel better, that you can joyfully keep up doing just in the form of lifestyle change? 2015 is gone, as I said. No more worries about that year. 2016 is here. Again, do your best, be your best, and give your best daily. Be happy with yourself. Be balanced, which is what I'm actually teaching as a full circle health coach. When you're balanced, you have to balance in emotional, spiritual, physical, mental, and financial wellness. That is definitely a point to help you be less stressed and you get more accomplished. Being present to today is so important. Leave the past behind. But for today, I'm sure you've heard the saying, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift from God. That's why it's called the present. This is the only day we have control over for many things, the present day, the present. And that's why I say be present with everything you do. It doesn't help you to worry about the past because it's already gone. It doesn't help you to worry about tomorrow because it hasn't come yet. And once tomorrow comes, it's today. So again, be focused, be present, and don't worry about anything you cannot change. So, having said that, I want to recap real quick before I give you the two gifts that I have today and my contact information. So, in this blog, we talked about, are New Year's resolutions good for you? For some people, they might be, but are they good for you? If yes, how long can you keep them? Do they put stress on you or not? Or do they free you of certain things because you're very dedicated? The other one is, if they're not good for you, go with moderation. Go with a lifestyle change. It doesn't have to be super drastic, but it has to be something that you will enjoy. And to make a change, it usually takes 21 days at least to form a new habit. 28 is even better. And if you or when you do 28 days of your lifestyle change, like eating less meats and more plant food, that's one example. Another one, not worrying about things you cannot change. Another one, take more time for yourself. Take more time to get from place A to place B. So should something happen in front of you, beside you, you are safe and you still make it on time so you don't have to worry about anything. Really prepare yourself daily to be your best, to do your best, and to give your best. Keep moderation in mind with whatever it is you plan on doing, be it eating, exercising, work, personal time, relaxation. I'm not saying just sleep 24 hours away without any reason, but taking a break in between and doing some deep breathing, doing at least 3 hearty laughs a day, keep the doctor away. That's one way that I've heard it. It's not quite true. I don't know, but it does help because it releases the good endorphins, which make you happy and healthy. So work with all these things, reduce the stress wherever you can, and be the happiest person you can be. Only you can make that decision. Nobody can make you happy, angry, frustrated, but yourself. It is in the eyes of the beholder how you receive the message, how open-minded you are. For example, when you go on a flight, the stewardess comes by and says, "Ma'am, sir, would you like a drink?" And you say, "No, thank you," or "No." If the stewardess were to go in the back on her chump seat and cry every time she gets a no because she takes it personally, we would have a flooded airplane. No fun. No, you don't say no to her. You say no to what she offers. And that's the same here with you on a daily basis. You can say no. No is a good word, especially when it frees you of something. When somebody asks you to help them for something that you know for a fact you really don't have time that day, you can easily say, "I'm so sorry, I cannot do it today. But how would tomorrow or in 3 days look like? Could you still use my help then? I would have a couple of hours that I could give you to help you with whatever you need help with." Always find a positive solution to everything that you encounter, because this way you are going to be liberated. You're going to be free of stress. You know what you can do. Also, write your appointments down. Color code them. That's what I'm doing. So all the medical things are blue. All the money-making things are green. All the, you know, there are so many different things. Everything that has to do with my faith, my belief is a different color. Everything that has to do with customer service has a different color. And so I can just look at my schedule, and I know exactly from what time to what time I do what and with whom and where and when and why. And when we have the answers to all these questions, and these are the most amazing questions, when, where, why, what, who, and how. If we can answer those questions, then we can live pretty much a stress-free life, because it gives us a purpose, and that is very important. For the people who like, I do not remember the author right on top of my head, but I know there is a book out there, The Purpose-Driven Life, and I have read it actually, and it's quite amazing. When you have a purpose in life, for whatever it is, it makes such a difference. You look at it with different eyes, and you are so much happier. So, to close this, I'm going to say again, I wish everybody the happiest, healthiest, most prosperous, marvelous, stress-free, and blessed new year. And let's just make the best that we can, be the best, and give the best daily to have no regrets. Now, my gifts for today, there's only one listed on my transcript there, but I have two. The first one is a YouTube.com/watch?v=U(h)D3 subscore DXKND8. You can see that on the script and probably even click on it. The other one is for healthy living. I have seen this lady many a times, and I'm doing some of the things she's saying, and I love the results. So I thought you might like it too. It's also on youtube.com/user/gorgeously green, all one word. GeorgeousLygren. And that's for Sophie Giuliano. And she is absolutely amazing. She has a PhD in holistic living. So check that out. And if you have any questions, as always, you can contact me at either http://www.mikkelknight.com. That's MikkelKnight.com. Or you can email me to dythomson@mikkelknight.com, MikkelKnight.com. Or you can call me or text me at 562-335-4956. I truly hope that these ideas, suggestions, tips have helped you to realize that all these things have to do with living a balanced life. And balanced, again, means emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally, and financially steady, balanced. Because if one of them is out of sort, everything goes whack. That's not what we want. We want to be balanced so we can enjoy our lives. Like so many people I know, they're super busy, but they're super happy. And they know exactly when they're doing what, when, where, how, why. And they are just the most pleasant people to be around. They're like a magnet. They're an attraction because you know exactly when you can approach them. They've already told you. So that is one of the best pieces of advice that I can give you for right now. We only have 10 more days in January. Let's make the very best out of it. And then we're going to see what February looks like. Maybe even a few tips on how to avoid stress for Valentine's Day. So having said all this and knowing that I really truly enjoy sharing this information with each one of you and hope that each one gets something out of it, if not everything, I am going to say goodbye, stay happy, healthy, and blessed, and be empowered. Be empowered. Be empowered. I can't say that often enough. And empower yourself and others. Until next week, same time, goodbye. Have a great day.